Hello and welcome back to Fertility Matters with me, Jessica Hobbis. This is the show where we talk about all things related to the health space and have a range of experts from the field in. Hope you enjoy. Hello everyone and welcome back to the show. Today with us, we're really lucky to have Heidi with us, who's a business strategy and leadership coach, author, speaker and also host herself. And Heidi often works with female entrepreneurs and gives them the tools and strategies and just advice to really be confident and build successful online businesses on their own terms and in a really empowering way. So I think this is going to be a really useful podcast episode just to hear a bit more about Heidi and what she does and how she helps others. So welcome, Heidi.
Thank you, Jessica, for having me. I'm just really honored and excited to be here with you today. So thank you.
No, we're very lucky to have you. And I'd love to just know a little bit more about yourself and how you started your own business.
It's been a journey. It's been about 6.5 years now. And it's interesting. The reason I started my business was my kids, and they're home today from school. They have a day off. So you might hear my daughter in the background. You never know. She's eating right now. But that's where they're really the catalyst for how I started my business. I was going through a divorce and I had been a stay-at-home mom. So I was heavily involved in their school. And now going through this new chapter, I was going to need to figure out how to, you know, getting a job and figuring out what to do for money. And I was online on Facebook and I just kind of got started with Facebook. I really wasn't, you know, I wasn't very visible. I didn't love to post on social media. I'm not one. I still don't love to post on social media. But I was on there and I found a coach who was like, you can do what you love and start your own business and yada, yada. And they made it look so easy. And I was like, okay, great. I can do this. And the reason that I started it was because I really wanted to be home with my kids. That's what drove me, because I had been home with them up to that point. I wanted to have the flexibility of being home. If they called me from school, I could rearrange my schedule and go pick them up. I couldn't do that with a 9-to-5. So that was basically the reason I started. That being said, it wasn't easy, because I just shared with you that I didn't love posting on social media. I wasn't open about my journey or my story. Many people didn't even know we were going through a divorce at the time, because I didn't share it. So that was one of my biggest challenges, was actually being seen and showing up. And it took me a while to get over that hump. Mm-hmm. And now that's where my passion lies, is really helping business owners show up powerfully online, be visible, because if you want to build a business, that's a non-negotiable. It doesn't matter if you're putting content out there, but if you're not showing up in a powerful way and you're not opening up about your journey and your story and getting vulnerable, people aren't going to be able to connect with you.
Yeah, completely. I think that's really inspiring for people to hear how you kind of came from absolutely no idea about what you even wanted to do and to actually building a successful business. And I think if you were someone starting on that journey, or if you were even talking to yourself when you started that journey, what would you say is one of, like, or a few of the biggest things that you've learned while you've built that business and advice that you would give?
I would say release perfectionism, because that's one thing that I always compared myself to other people doing it. And I was just starting out. Like, I was brand new and I was not a business coach, Jessica, when I started, because I knew zero about business. So I had no business being a business coach at that time. That's something that grew and evolved. And I tell people all the time, I'm like, where you are now doesn't mean you're going to be in this same spot a year from now or 5 years from now. So don't get so worried about where you are and where other people are. They've been, most likely the people who are far ahead of you have been doing this for so many years. Most people don't go from 0 to 1 million in a matter of 6 months to a year. It's a process. Mm. So don't compare your chapter one to someone else's chapter 20 is, I would say, my biggest thing, because we can get really paralyzed in comparisonitis, comparing ourselves of where we are at in our journey and to someone else in where they're at in their journey, and say, like, looking at our social media following versus somebody else's social media following. Social media following, at the end of the day, it took me years to learn, doesn't mean anything when it comes to success. Mm-hmm. Somebody could have 1 million followers, and there are fake followers online. People do buy followers. Mm-hmm. So just because they may have a bigger following doesn't mean they're necessarily as successful as you think they are. So just focus on you, focus on the step you're in. Take action, because every time you take action, And that again goes back to releasing perfectionism, because when we are stuck in perfectionism, and I'm a recovering perfectionist, so I love talking about this. When we're stuck in perfectionism, we are not taking action. We're actually paralyzing ourselves and staying stuck. And action brings clarity. Whether it's the right step or the wrong step, by taking action, you're going to learn faster if you're going in the right direction or not. And it's going to open up doors and opportunities. And those doors and opportunities that open for you are also going to open those doors to creativity and new ideas that you may never have had you not taken that action in the first place. Does that make sense?
Yeah, completely. I think that's so much to say about reframing how we view mistakes, I guess. And so I think that's really an important way of looking at it.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
How would you kind of draw that distinction between looking at obviously your competitors or other people in the market for inspiration, but then also drawing the line between that kind of too much comparison that you've kind of spoken about? How do you kind of negotiate the balance between the two of those?
I think it's really important. We're looking at people who are where we want to be. Mm. That you should be getting in rooms with people who are where you want to be. If you're the smartest I would say the most successful in the room, you're in the wrong room. You need to be in a different room, and you want to be getting in those areas and checking out those people who are where and have the success of what you want to get to and where you want to be. That being said, we want to do it in a healthy way of we're learning from them, and we get to see, okay, because market research is really important when you're building a business, whether it's talking to your ideal client or somebody that you feel is your ideal client, where they're stuck, where they want to go, what's their vision for their future. So you know what your messaging should be around, right? Without doing that research, you're kind of throwing spaghetti at a wall when you're creating your messaging. But also looking at the people who are doing similar to what you're doing and are where you want to be, and what is their content that they're putting out? What are they talking about? Who's in their audience? Like, be looking at the people who have your ideal audience as their audience. Mm-hmm. And that's where getting on stages, guesting on podcasts is really, really important, because it's going to help you grow your business in a much faster and easier way than you trying to do this organically, completely on your own. Mm-hmm. So yes, look at people who are doing what you're doing, who are successful in your space. Do not copy them. Because again, authenticity is really important in this space, and standing out from the crowd, and it's very crowded out there. There's a lot of noise in the online space. Look at what they're doing, but make it your own, right? You know, really, really put your stake in the ground, declare what your beliefs are, how you can help somebody, how you fill the gap. compared to other people in your market. And this is another reason to look at people in your market space who are doing what you're doing and maybe more successful. There is a gap there. There are people that are working with them who are not getting everything they want from them. What is that gap and how can you fill it? So there's so much value and so much goodness. And I love this question that you just asked me, because there's so much value that you can grab to build your business based on what other people are doing in your space.
Completely. And I think, that's really useful to kind of help draw the distinction between the two. And you spoke about your journey into becoming even just a business owner yourself. At what point did you realize you wanted to then become a coach, particularly for female entrepreneurs? What kind of led you to that pathway?
That was something that was, at first I always went for females because it was a journey that I had been on my own, and I am a stay-at-home mom. That's where I started my business. So I really wanted to help women who have a dream and a vision step into it, because as women, as partners, as moms, we're juggling a lot of hats. And sometimes we put our dreams and our vision on the back burner to take care of our loved ones. So that's really where my passion fell into for helping women. And I do have a podcast called Be She, which stands for Be Seen, Be Heard, Be Empowered, where it's really geared toward helping women step into shining their light on themselves. Because many times we can dim our light in order to, support our family or our loved ones or everybody else's vision but our own. So that's kind of really where I leaned into it. When I first started, though, I was in the health and wellness space, and I started running summits, and I did work with men and women. But that being said, then once I was moving through the health and wellness space, then I started helping women create their goals and transform their lives in that way. Mm-hmm. And it just, I don't know, that's a great question. I never really thought about why I focused on helping women. I guess it was just because it was my journey. They could relate to my journey in many ways. And so I just kept it going from there. Now we have opened up a new arm for our business. We just started an agency piece of our business. So we are still coaching, but we've added this agency piece where now we do work with men and women in the professional space, where we can help them we handle all of their marketing and getting on stages and podcasts and things like that for them. So yeah, we have absolutely broadened our reach.
No, but I think that goes back to what you were saying about authenticity, is that that's your journey and what you relate to. And so you're able to then utilize your authentic skills from that rather than that. And that particularly helps women in general. So I think that's, a great place to kind of start with that. And you obviously help them a lot to build confidence or utilize different tools. What could you give me an example of the kind of things that you help women with and how you go about doing this? Some of the common barriers that women particularly face.
Yeah, I think I think anytime we're starting something new, there's fear, right? Imposter syndrome can show up. Like, who am I to do this? That's what I had at the beginning, was huge for me. How can I go live online? How can I show up in this way? Because who am I to be doing this? I was a mom, married, stayed home. Like, who am I now to come into the coaching space? So it helped me back in a long way. So, and I thought I was alone in that space, because when I first was in the coaching program that I was in, one of the women saw me hiding. And I always joke now, I tell everybody, I'm like, don't be a hiding Heidi. You get to be visible and be seen. But when I first started, I was hiding behind the scenes. I was scared to go live. I was scared to get vulnerable. I was scared to share my story, because I felt like who wants to hear it? Why does it matter? It's not going to help anybody. I had that victim story in my head. And she called me forward and said, I have a challenge for you. Will you accept it? And her challenge was for me to go live in that group. And when she gave me this challenge in the DM privately, I immediately started shaking and sweating, my throat closed, and it was like the nerves took over. And I was like, I can't do that. And she said, I'm here to support you, but if you want to make this happen, you got to do it now, because I'm in England. I'm in Florida. She was in England. She's like, so I get to go to bed, right? It's late here. She's like, but I want to support you. And what I learned in that moment was, I did go live. I was shaking, my throat closed, I was sweating. And not only that, Jessica, but I was crying, but it wasn't a pretty cry. It wasn't a pretty cute girl cry. It was an ugly, bawling, horrific cry where my face immediately swelled up. a migraine started forming because of the emotional like roller coaster that I was on by the through this fear. But by going through that, the next day I woke up and there was so much support. So that's one thing that I help people the most with, is moving through any fear that they're having. Because I tell everybody, if you have a fear of being seen like I did, you'll never be as bad as I was. Because to be bawling on camera in front of hundreds of people in this private Facebook group is just like horrific. But at the end of the day, by moving through the fear, you're opening up your, like, you're just opening up so many doors and opportunities to you. And you're not going to die on the other side of it. I didn't die on the other side of it. Did I get over the fear right away? Absolutely not. But whatever, and fear looks different for other people, depending on what level you're at in your business. Anytime you're about to move through your next level, the fear is going to show up. Imposter syndrome is going to show up. But if you really have a strong sense of where you want to go and that vision that you have for yourself, then it's important to move through that. If you're comfortable where you are right now, then you're in your comfort zone bubble. And that means you're not growing. Mm. And if you want to consistently grow and achieve new goals for yourself and dreams for you and your family, then it's a matter of taking that baby step out of that comfort zone bubble. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be fear and, you know, and it's going to be scary. But that's a lot of what I work with people on at the beginning, because again, they're either, when they come to me, they're either starting or they're ready to scale. Mm. So anytime that's about to happen, there's going to be fear that we need to walk through. And I tell people, I'm like, confidence comes, and I learned this from a mentor of mine, confidence comes from following through with the commitments that you make to yourself. So for example, if I say to myself, I'm going to drink one more glass of water tomorrow, sounds very simple, right? But if I don't do it, my subconscious starts thinking, she didn't do that. So how is she going to follow through on the other things? So I tell people, I'm like, start with your baby step. What is one thing that you're committing to in your business today? And then I want you to make sure that you follow through with it. Because every time you, whether it's going live, maybe it's hitting that live button and walking through the fear of being seen in that way. And I'm not telling you, you need to go live for 20 minutes. Go live for 2 minutes, do a 2 minute tip of the day. Right. And walk through that fear. And every time you do that, your subconscious is like, oh my gosh, Jessica just did this. Now that trust level in yourself is going up, and that confidence every time that you do that little thing, even if the tiniest thing every day, and you just follow through with it, your confidence is going to keep rising and rising and rising.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I think
that was a long answer to your question.
No, I think that's great. I think that's a really good way to kind of make it seem less daunting. And I think that's part of the whole fear aspect, is that doing something, as you said, for example, going live can feel really daunting and opening yourself up to loads of different things. But I think, as you say, as to doing it in small steps and making it manageable means that you can kind of overcome it on a bit by bit basis. So I think that's really good. And then I was wondering, if beyond that, if there's any way in which you would allow people to progress their confidence, because say are the things that you still feel scared about, and at what point do you kind of, how do you allow people to keep feeling that confidence and keep that going?
I think that no matter where you are, there's fear. So for example, going live, I can go live on a dime now. Does the fear still show up? Especially if I take a break from going live for a while. Going live, I went live for the first time yesterday, actually, in a while. I was nervous. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's been a while. Like, I'm a little rusty at this. Mm. And that fear still shows up. But you got to do it anyway, especially depending on where you want to, you know, go in your business. And I'm not saying depending on what you want to achieve, you have to go live. But what is that fear that you're feeling, and how can you take that baby step into it? You know, podcasting is a great way if you want to grow your business by guesting on podcasts. It's a great way that you're going to start developing your speaking skills. Mm-hmm. And I've had clients where I'm like, I want you to get on podcasts, and they can do challenges. They can go live. They have no fear of that. But when I tell them that I want to start having them guest on podcasts, they're like, wait, ooh, what? I can't do that. I'm like, well, that's exactly when that shows up. That's exactly where you get to go next.
Yeah.
So I teach them not only to start overcoming their fears, but also what does that feeling show up for you? Mm. What are those signs that the fear is showing up for you, and learning how to embrace it? For example, about a year ago, there was a speaking competition. And I was debating about doing it because I had a lot on my plate, and that speaking competition was only 7 days away when I was deciding if I should do it, because I just found out about it. And I was like, should I do this? And I was sitting in my kitchen talking to my business partner, and I'm like, I don't know that I have the time to prepare. Mm. As soon as I was talking to her about it and the thought of me doing this competition, I started shaking. I started sweating. My throat started closing. Just like that, the reaction I had 6 years ago when I got challenged to go live. That's mm-hmm. Those same reactions showed up for me. And I said to her immediately, I said, I don't care how busy I am this week, I get to do this because this is my next cut. Because mm-hmm. I know, I now recognize when the fear shows up. And when that fear shows up, I've learned to say thank you and embrace it and step into it. And mm-hmm. that's what I teach my clients as well, is like really getting in tune with your body and when those feelings are showing up, because that's going to be your sign to smile, embrace it, say thank you, and step into it and get support. Mm. You don't have to do this alone, right, Jessica? Like, we get to have support around, like, create a community around you. That's why mentorship is so important. Mm. That's why online communities are so important. There's so many free communities out there. Like, find people that will raise you up, that you and yet you trust you can share these fears with. And they're going to help you build your confidence and help you support you in walking through those. And cheer you on. You need cheerleaders. We need cheerleaders.
Yeah, completely. And I also think that point nicely brings us back to the perfectionism that you mentioned at the beginning. And I'd love to know how you kind of help people release that perfectionism, because I know that it's definitely something that I know a lot of people struggle with.
Yeah, that's a great question. And a lot of people, when it comes to posting on social media, mm-hmm. I find and putting out their stuff, they're like, I don't know if that's too much. I don't know if that's too vulnerable. I don't know if I'm saying that the right way. And sometimes you just need to post and run, right? Mm-hmm. You just get to post and run and don't get attached. I think that's the biggest thing. Let go of attachment to the outcome. Mm. Right. As long as you're showing up and you're doing it consistently, consistency is key. And consistency doesn't mean every single day for people. If you're building a side hustle and you have a 9-to-5 and you also have a family and a lot of other things going in your life, then you may not be able to show up every day. And that's fine. Consistency depends on is different for everybody. But what does that look like for you? Maybe it's twice a week. Maybe it's 3 times a week you're posting. But maybe, and sometimes it's just like, you've got to you've just got to post and run. you've got to, you know, you've got to just take that leap and go, okay, I'm scared to death of guesting on a podcast, but I'm going to do it anyway. And I'm going to hope for the best, because we can't get better until we start somewhere. Everybody, all the gurus that you look at, all the people that are doing what you're doing, and they're further, you feel like they're further ahead of you or they're more successful. Mm-hmm. They didn't get there overnight. They started exactly where you are. Right. So just take those baby steps. And again, I think when it comes to perfectionism, you know, talking to people, having that support system will help you with get you through fear. It'll help you get you through perfectionism. But you're not going to get better unless you let go of that perfectionism and be willing to like say, you know what, that wasn't so good. Like I look back on videos now, from videos I did 5 years ago to videos I'm doing now. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe anybody listened to me back then.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
But it's part of your journey. And that's also going to be part of your story. Yeah. So as you're doing this and you're releasing perfectionism and you're doing it anyway, you're going to be able to support your clients and your people in the future by sharing, like you can do what do they call that, Jessica, when there's like they do mess ups, like a blurb. Well, it's not a blurb reel,
but you can do
a bloopers reel. You can create some fun content with like putting your past stuff out there that maybe wasn't so good as you're growing, evolving, and do like a bloopers reel. People love that stuff and they love to see your journey.
And I think it even adds that element of authenticity, as you said again, and also particularly in the current environment where everything's evolving so quickly. You may look back at something that was completely relevant at the time and think that it's rubbish now. But I think there's that degree of letting go of it and kind of, as you said, detaching yourself a little bit.
Yeah. Have fun. It's one thing. And I think that's one thing I didn't have at the beginning of my business. I wasn't having fun. I was too worried about what people are going to think about me. And once I let that go and started having fun, actually people that I was worried about think what they were going to think about me showed up and was like, they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you started a podcast. I can't believe you did this. Like, how did you do it all? You know, you get to be the inspiration for other people to step into their dreams too.
Would you say that that's the main thing that you would do differently if you were to start all over again and to go back to square one? Or is there anything else that you'd say you'd recommend?
I would say I would have fun and I would stop worrying about what I thought other people were thinking about me. Because at the end of the day, they're not thinking about us as much as we think they are. They've got their own things going on. And so stop worrying about what other people are thinking about you, because they're not thinking about you. And, you know, you get to be the light for other people. And I think that's one thing that I never thought I was. I never thought I could be the light for others and help inspire others. And now I love doing that. And it's like, it lights me up when other people say to me like, oh my gosh, like you're so inspiring. You know, I love what you're doing. And that fuels me to go even further. Cause I still have a lot of fear. There's a lot of places that I still get to go in my business and then I've held myself back. So I would say, I would change, you know, just jumping in, you know, if you want. And one thing I heard from Brené Brown, which was really powerful in the last couple of years, I heard this from her. It's like, don't worry about the people who you think are thinking about you, or don't worry about any criticism you're getting from other people. And I'm paraphrasing here. If they're not in the arena, if they're not down on the field doing it every single day like you are, and they're in the stands watching by the sidelines and they're criticizing you, their opinions don't matter.
Yeah.
Only focus on what you're doing and take advice and criticism and feedback, not even criticism, but feedback from the people that are actually in the trenches with you doing it every day.
No, I think that's great. And I think that's such an inspiring note to kind of end on for anyone that's thinking of starting their own business or starting even just taking a pivot in their business, for example. I think that's really inspiring. And I just wanted to say, is there anything else that you wanted to cover as well and kind of give advice to people that may be listening who are thinking of taking that leap?
It's go for it. If you have a vision, if you have a dream, don't you know, I listened to Les Brown and Lisa Nichols when I first started, and I left my business for a little bit. I know that's another story, but I had to make a decision because I was doing this, you know, I had two young kids and I was in burnout. So I stepped away from my business for about 10 months. And in the meantime, I listened to Les Brown and he talked about this, the graveyard, you know, and how the graveyard is the richest place on the planet or in the world, because so many dreams have died with, along with the people that never brought them to fruition. Yeah. And that really woke me up. And I was like, I don't want to be one of those people on my deathbed saying, why didn't I go for it? Or what if, what could my life have been like had I just gone after my dream? So that's my advice. If you have a dream or a vision or something you want to go after, it's never too late. Many of the people, like, you look at any of the Vera Wang didn't start her company until she was 50. You know, there's so many people. Grandma Moses was in her 70s, 80s before she started painting. Like, there's so many people that didn't start until later in life.
Yeah.
It's never too late to go after it. And if you need support, reach out to me, reach out to Jessica. You've got two cheerleaders right here who are not going to let you down. If you reach out to people, especially people, entrepreneurs who are doing it and they're moving through fear. And because again, it's not cupcakes and roses every day for us, right, Jessica? Mm. It's hard. So find your community, find the people that you love and support, reach out to them, reach out to us, and we'll definitely cheer you on and help you push forward.
Yeah, completely. I think, yeah, people are way more willing to help if you're just brave enough to ask. So I think that's, yeah, such a lovely note to kind of end it on as well. And I just wanted to say a massive thank you. I think people are going to find this really interesting and definitely very motivational for those who are thinking of or have not even started thinking of, but may now because of this. So yeah, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Jessica, for having me. It's been such a joy and pleasure. So grateful for you.
Thank you.
Now that brings us to the end of the show for this week. I hope you enjoyed listening to Fertility Matters with me, Jessica Hobbis from Screen Me, and really looking forward to hearing from you guys next week.